The content in this audio recording provides general information. However, it does not substitute legal advice or opinion. This information is best used in conjunction with legal advice from an experienced member of our team. What is a de facto relationship and what are the risks? There are a number of misconceptions about what a de facto relationship is. This is often because of what people hear from family, friends, or what they see in the media. In this audio recording, we will unpack exactly what a de facto relationship is from the Australian legal perspective. I will explain why it matters to know and what you should consider if you are in a de facto relationship already. And if you aren't, what to know now for the future. People seek our advice relating to de facto relationships either before they start living with their partner or at the end of the relationship. They are typically either seeking advice about the potential consequences of moving in together, or they are concerned about how a de facto relationship may impact their ability to protect or quarantine their wealth. They want to know what to do to minimize the risk of a partner making a claim on their property in future, and want to determine if a recently former partner is likely to be able to make a claim for a property settlement. Determining whether a former partner can make a financial claim depends on whether your relationship is considered de facto. So, what is a de facto relationship? A de facto relationship is a relationship between two people, regardless of gender, who are not married and not related, and live together on a genuine domestic basis. The term genuine domestic basis is from the Family Law Act, and it is the overarching basis for determining if you are or have been in a de facto relationship. So what does genuine domestic basis mean? It is how the relationship is distinguished from other forms of relationships, such as with somebody you are casually dating or with a housemate. Some of the indicators considered when determining if you are or have been living together on a genuine domestic basis are whether there is or has been a mutual intention to share a life together, how long you have been in a common residence, whether you are or have had a sexual relationship, or whether there is any financial dependence, interdependence, or support. Other determining factors include what a couple has done in regard to household duties and the public aspects of the relationship. If your wider circle knows that you socialized together and went to each other's family events, for example, you would be considered to be living together on a genuine domestic basis. However, the lines can be blurred given the way society is today and the different types of relationships that exist. Sometimes people are living together but unsure if their relationship is considered a de facto relationship. Less commonly, there are married people who are also in a second relationship that is a de facto relationship. Sometimes we know that people can be in two de facto relationships concurrently. So with many variations of relationships, a court has to consider a number of different factors. So what are the additional factors in determining a de facto relationship? The most well-known rule of de facto status is when two people have been living together for 2 years. What you may not know is that the 2-year rule does not apply in the following scenarios. For example, a couple who has a child together is automatically classified as being in a de facto relationship. This is regardless of whether they have lived together continuously for 2 years or not. Another example is if two people decide to move in together and purchase a property in both names from the outset, or they have been living together, then decide to buy a property together before the 2-year period has passed. They are classified as in a de facto relationship. A final example is if two people are living together and are substantially intermingling their finances, including acquiring joint property together and operating joint bank accounts, they are considered to be in a de facto relationship. In these scenarios, where a couple will be considered to be in a de facto relationship and the relationship ends, either could be entitled to make a property settlement claim. When people live together and intermingle their finances, it muddies the waters when determining the nature of their relationship if they haven't yet been living together for 2 years. Less common is when people have registered their de facto relationship. It is rare, but the idea behind doing so is so that they do not need to then establish whether they are in a de facto relationship or not later on. We have had clients in the past where people were living together, but say they were not in a de facto relationship. A situation where this could arise is where people start out as housemates and then had some form of sexual relationship, but never had the intention of living together on a genuine domestic basis. So you can see how the waters can become increasingly muddied given the different nature of relationships. Financial separation after a de facto relationship? If a de facto couple separate and there is no agreement in place about how they financially separate, one or both parties may consider seeking a property settlement. If no agreement can be reached, a series of dispute resolution methods can be undertaken, and if not successful, a court application is filed and a court will make a decision. This area of the law is highly discretionary. The way the couple have operated their finances, including whether they have substantially intermingled their property or kept their property and finances separate, is a key consideration to the approach to be adopted. To avoid the risk of having to go to court, early legal advice to minimise the risk of a dispute is the best approach. There are risks involved in intermingling your property early on in a relationship or purchasing property together without a plan or exit strategy if things don't go to plan. A binding financial agreement is the most beneficial method to protect assets from partners. Moving in or already living together? It is wise to inquire about your own unique situation. That way, you can take steps to ensure your assets can be protected if your relationship ever comes to an end. When people come to us for advice before moving in with their partner or while they are living together, we ask them about their goals, both in the short and long term. We discuss the benefits of largely keeping their finances separate until they have a plan about how they wish to approach things further into the relationship. We also discuss whether they might want an agreement drawn up, typically referred to as a financial agreement, detailing how they might wish to work through financial separation if the relationship breaks down. If you are already living with your partner or planning to move in, it is important to be aware of the circumstances where a relationship may start to be considered to be a de facto relationship and to be informed early with legal advice specific to your situation. Once you inquire about your relationship, know that this does not mean you are obliged to take any further steps. Rather, it allows you to be informed before you act.